Okay, Rabosai. We're on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, at the top. Amar Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says, Gedolo tfilo yosur mi ma'asim tovim. Tfilo is greater than ma'asim tovim. She'en lecha gadol b'ma'asim tovim yosur mi Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no one greater in ma'asim tovim more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Af apichein lo nene ele b'tfilo. Nevertheless, he was only answered because of his tfilo. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says, al tosef daber elai. Hashem says, stop talking to me. Stop davening to me. And then it says, Ale Rosh HaPisgah, go up to the mountaintop. You can see Eretz Yisrael. That was the answer to his tefillah. So you see, tefillah is greater than Ma'isim Tovim. Right on the Gemara. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Tainis Yosem Minat Tzedakah. Tainis is greater than Tzedakah. Why? My Taima Zebe Gufo V'Zebe Mamono. Because one is with your body and one is with your mama. So if you're Mitzar, your body, it's even more powerful than just giving up some of your money. Rabbi Lazar says, Gidol Tfili Yosem Inak Karbanos. Tfili is even greater than Karbanos, even though interesting, right? The Tfili nowadays replaces Karbanos, but nevertheless, Tfili is almost more powerful than Karbanos. Why? Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, and this is a famous Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lama Li Rov Zichecha. Rosh Baruch Hu says, what do I need all of your Karbanos for? Uksiv, and then the Pasuk says, and that's the next Pasuk there in Yeshayahu, Uvefari Schem Kapechem, and when you spread your hands, referring to davening. Okay, so Rashi points out that the Raya of the Gemara here is that if the Pasuk already said, what do I need your Karbanos for? If Karbanos were greater, it wouldn't have to say then, what do I need your Tfilos for? Right, if Karbanos are greater. So obviously from the fact that the Pasuk says, what do I need your Karbanos for? And then it says, what do I need your Tfilos for? Obviously you see that Tfilos are greater, that the Pasuk still had to talk about Tfilos even after Karbanos. Zakti Gemara Vayter Amar Yochanan, Kol Kohen Shehar Ages HaNefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapov. Any Kohen that kills someone, that murders someone, may not duchit. Shenamar yedeichem domim maleu. Your hands are full of blood. This is a total tangent, but those words come at the end of that pasuk, which is why we bring it here. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Miyom shechara beis hamikdash nin alu sharei tefila. From the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefila were closed. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Gamki ezak va'asha ve'asa sam tefilasi. That even though this is a pasuk in Eicha, I cry out and I scream. Nevertheless, sasam tefilasi, my tefilos are closed off from the heavens. Right. That's why I believe. That's why we remove the parochas on the night of Tisha B'av. Yafi shashari tefila ninalu, shari dimalo ninalu. And even though the gates of tefila were closed, the gates of tears are never closed. Shenemar shima tefilasi Hashem v'shavasi ha'azina. You should listen to my tefilos Hashem and pay attention to my supplications. El dimasi al techerash. Do not be deaf from my tears. And always listen to my tears. So we see that tears are always, the gate of tears is always open. Rav lo gaza tanesa biyomad eva. Interesting side point here, also based on the psukim. The Rava never decreed a fast day on a cloudy day. Why? Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says sachosa be'anan lach me'avor tefila. That the clouds somehow block the tefilos from going up. So Rava, therefore, because of that idea that clouds block the tefilos from going up, he never established a fast day on a cloudy day. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "Miyom shacharav es hamikdash nifsika chomas barzo bein Yisrael aviyim shabash shemayim."
Oy,
the iron curtain. Right, as soon as the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was an iron curtain that was placed between Klal Yisrael and Aviyam Sheba Shemaim. Shenemar Viata Kach Lecha Machvas Barzel. Take an iron thing. Benasata Osakir Barzel Beincha Uvein Ha'ir, and place an iron wall between you and between the city. So this is also a hint to the fact that there's an iron curtain between us and Hashem. Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav Chanina Kol Amarech Betfilaso Ein Tfilaso Chozeres Reikam. Anyone who davens, it sounds like you daven a long Shemona Esrei, daven a long tefillah, then you'll be answered. Minolan, how do we know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu Shenemar Voes Palel El Hashem, because the pasuk says that I daven to Hashem. Uksiv Basrei Vayishma Hashem Elai Gam Bapamahi. Then Hashem listened to me also at that time. And Moshe, we know, was being married with tefillah. He kept davening and davening and davening. Asks the Gemara, Yini, is that true? V'Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Amarach B'Tfilasa U'Ma'ayin Ba Sof Ba Lidei Ke'ev Leiv. Anybody who davens a long davening and is Ma'ayin Ba, okay, we'll see. You know, Rashi says Ma'ayin Ba means that he expects that his requests will be granted. Okay? It causes ke'ev lev. It causes pain. It causes emotional distress. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Tocheles mimushacha machalo lev. Tocheles mimushacha. Rashi says that it's a language of supplicating Hashem. If you daven a long davening, you're going to have this machala halev. You're going to have this pain of the heart. This emotional distress. So how do you fix that? Maita kante. Yasuk batorah. Right? How do you fix it? You learn Torah. Shneimar. Ve'etz chayim tava ba'a. That with the Eitz Chaim, desire comes. Vein Eitz Chaim in the Torah. The Eitz Chaim is a reference to the Torah. Shneimar Eitz Chaim in the Machazikim ba. Okay, but the Maisa, you see that if you daven a long davening, it sounds like it causes emotional distress. So which one is it? Is it a good thing that your tefillos are answered if you daven a long davening, or is it a bad thing that it causes emotional distress? Answers the Gemara lo kasha. It's not a stira. Ha demarich u'ma'ayin ba. Ha demarich v'lo'ma'ayin ba. It all depends on what your expectations are. The davening, the long davening itself, is not a problem. The problem is that if you daven long and you expect that your tefillos will necessarily be granted, so then you have a problem, because then when they're not granted, it's going to cause you emotional distress.
If you don't expect your tefillos to be granted at all, why would you daven in person?
Because you expect that Hashem listens to your tefillos, but you don't know how He's going to answer. Sometimes He answers yes, and sometimes He answers no. Amarab chama b'rabbi chanina. Imra adam sheyis palav lo neneh. If a person sees that he davened and he was not answered, Yachzor v'yispal, daven again. Shneimar, kavei al Hashem, chazak v'yamitz libecha, v'kavei al Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen yourself, and then again, hope to Hashem. Right? Again, that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily be answered in the second time, but it means don't give up. Be persistent. Tanu Rabban, an arba tzrichin chizuk, ve'elohein. The following four things need chizuk, need strengthening. Torah, u'maisim tovim, tefillah, v'derech eretz. Those four things need chizuk. Torah ma'isim tovim yinayin. How do I know Torah and ma'isim tovim yinayin? Chizuk shenemar. Rak chazak ve'ematz me'od lishmor v'la'asos kichol ha'torah. You have to be chazak ve'ematz. Languages of chizuk, of strengthening. Lishmor v'la'asos kichol ha'torah. Says the Gemara, chazak v'torah ve'ematz me'ma'isim tovim. So chazak is a reference to Torah, and ematz is a reference to ma'isim tovim. I mean, those things, you need to stay on top of it if you want to be matzliach. Tefillah yinayin. How do I know tefillah needs chizuk shenemar? Kavei al Hashem, chazak v'yamitzibecha, v'kavei al Hashem, as we just discussed. And finally, derech eretz minayin. What's derech eretz? Now, derech eretz, Rashi says, basically means whatever you do in this world. So if you're a craftsman, you know, you're parnasa, whatever you do. If you're a soldier, you know, whatever you're doing in this world, in olam hazeh, to be successful needs chizuk shenemar, chazak v'nischazek be'ad amenu. You have to strengthen yourself in the on behalf of your people, which is a reference to like inyanei olam hazeh. Vayter in the Gemara, vatomer tzion azavani Hashem Hashem shechechani. Pasuk in also I think it's in Eicha as well. Am I right or wrong? Nope, Yeshayahu. I'm wrong. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, right? Vatomer tzion. Tzion says azavani Hashem that Hashem has forsaken me. Hashem shechechani and Hashem forgot me. Haynu azuva haynu shchuch. Afrek the Gemara. It sounds redundant. It's the same thing, right? It just means that Hashem has forsaken us. Amar Eish Lakish, Amar Knesset Israel, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Adam Nosei Isha Al Ishto Rishona. When a man marries a woman, right? Marries a second woman. Okay? Marries a second woman. Zocher Maisa HaRishona. He still remembers his first wife. Rachman Al Yitzlan, first wife passes away. He gets remarried. He still remembers his first wife. He doesn't forget about her. Ata, but you, Azavtani u'shechechtani, but you forgot us. You have forsaken us, meaning you, so to speak, divorced us. And then not only that, but you forgot about us, right? Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Biti, my daughter," referring to Klal Yisrael. Right? It's interesting that here Hashem calls us a bas. Yud beis mazalos barasi barakia. I've created 12 constellations in the heavens. V'al kol mazal u'mazal barasi lo shloshim chayu. On each mazel, I've created 30 chayov. Chayov is like 30 Rashi Gayosos, Rashi says, like 30 generals. Okay? 30 different groups. Yalkol chayil u'chayil barasi lo shloshim li gayon. And in each chayil, I've created 30 li gayon. And basically, the understanding is, Rashi says, all these words that we're going to say now are all basically like lower officers. Like imagine the army, you have generals, sergeants, lieutenants. So that's what we're talking about, the lower and lower officers. So we started with Chayo, and then we have Shloshim Ligayon, Bial Kol Ligayon Veligayon Barasi Lo Shloshim Rahaton. On each Ligayon, I have 30 Rahaton, Yalkol raton, veraton, barasilo shloshim, karton. On each one I have 30. Karton, yalkol karton, vekarton, barasilo shloshim, gistera. Yalkol gistera, gistera, talisibo. And on each gistera, I've hung, shalosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha, 365, alfe ribo kochavim. 365 times 10,000, okay, stars. Kenegan yemos hachama, corresponding to the days of the days of the year, of the solar year. V'kula no barasi ela b'shvilcha. All of this I've created for you, Klal Yisrael. V'at amart azovtani v'shechechtani. And you claim that I forgot you? I haven't forgotten you. I haven't forsaken you. I created all this for you, right? It's just for the moment we're not on such great terms. Weiter. Next pasuk is also a pasuk in Yeshayo. Hasishkach isha ula, right? You forget your wife ula. That this language of ula, what is this a reference to? It's a reference to korbanos. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach olim olos elim. Will I ever forget the karbanos that you brought before me in the midbar? Amr al-Fanav Ribbono Shel Olam. Amr al-Fanav Sukhaiso says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hovil ve'in shichacha lifnei chisecha v'odecha. So if you don't forget anything, Shem elo sishkach li maise ha'egel. So maybe that means you're also not going to forget our sins. You're not going to forget the fact that we sinned at the egel. Amar Allah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Gam eiles yishkach. There are certain things that I do forget. Amr lefanav ribono shel olam, hov yeshicha lefnei chisecha vodecha shemer sishkach li maise sinai. So if you do forget some things, maybe you'll forget Har Sinai or Chasana at Har Sinai. Amar lo ve'anochi lo eshkachech. Some things I don't forget. Anu dem Rabbi Laza, Amr Rabbi Oshia, ma'idich siv gamela sishkachna ze maise ha'egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does forget the maise ha'egel. Ve'anochi lo eshkachech ze maise sinai. Obviously, this doesn't mean forgetting and not forgetting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything. But it means the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps and focuses on and the things that he doesn't focus on. Weiter in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chasidim HaRishonim HaYu Shoin Sha'achas. Menoh Animile. How do we know that they used to do this? Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Amar Kra. Ashrei Yoshvei Ve'Secha. Okay? Ashrei Yoshvei Ve'Secha. And then what do we say? Then Od Yahalul Chasel. So first you got to sit and prepare yourself before you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, HaMispal Tzarech Lisho Sha'achas Achar Tfilasa. When you daven, not only do you have to wait an hour before, you have to wait an hour after. Shneimar, Ach Tzadikim Yodu Lishmecha, Yoshvu Yisharim Es Panecha. After the Tzadikim have thanked your name, then they sit in front of you. Tanya Rabbi Hochi, the Brisa says the same thing, HaMispal Tzarech Shisha Sha'achas Kodim Tfilasa, Sha'achas Achar Tfilasa. One who davens has to wait an hour before davening and an hour after davening. Kodem tefillah saminayin. How do we know before davening? Shnei mar ashrei yoshvei v'secha. As we said, la'achar tefillah saminayin. How do we know after davening? The pasuk says, ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha yoshu yisharim es panecha. Okay, so that's the raya that you have to wait after davening as well. Yeshvu yisharim. Tanu rabban azak de gemara. Chasidim arishonim ayishon sha'achas mispalin sha'achas. So they would prepare themselves for an hour, daven for an hour, and then they would wait for an hour after davening to kind of like, you know, re-enter our olam hazeh. Chimeyachar shoshoin teisha shows vayom b'tfila toras aneich mishtameres. So if they're spending 9 hours a day on tfila, right, each tfila, three tfilas a day, an hour before, an hour tfila, an hour afterwards, so how are they learning? Right, they're obviously going to learn sometimes, but how can they possibly accomplish anything in learning? And how can they make a parnasa? Right, they're davening so much. Because they're chasidim, they are truly pious people. They have siyata dishmaya, and whatever little time they spend on learning, they accomplish an incredible amount, and they retain what they learned. And they can work for just a little bit, and they can make a parnasa just with that little bit of learning. And the incredible siyata dishmaya that people have when they're truly chasidim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them out. They have siyata dishmaya with these things. And this is true, by the way. This is 100% true in this world. We said even if a king is asking how you're doing, you shouldn't answer him if you're in the middle of davening. That's only talking about a Jewish king who will be understanding. But if you have a Goyish king, posik, then of course you have to stop. Why? Because if you don't stop, what's going to happen? He'll kill you. If a person's davening and he sees a thief, a mugger, come up to him, or he sees a carriage pass in front of him, he shouldn't stop davening. What should he do? He should like finish up quickly, you know, shorten the rest of his davening. So which one is it? Do you shorten the rest of your davening or do you stop davening? So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a stira. Hoda efshar lekatzer. One is talking about where you can stop. Rashi explains you're basically like at the end of davening, you can just like quickly rush and finish. And one is talking about where you can't stop. So if you can just finish up quickly, do that. If you can't, then you have to stop. Tan Rabbanu zakti Gemara b'raisa. Ma'isa b'chassid echad shayim ispal baderech. There was a ma'isa with a certain chassid who was davening on the road. Ba'sar echad menasan lo shalom. So one, a certain officer came, and he said shalom aleichem tim, v'lo hichzir lo shalom, and he didn't reply. Himtin lo at shesiyim tefilaso. So this officer waited until he finished davening. And by the way, he was a goyish officer, it sounds like. La'achar shesiyim tefilaso amarle. So after he finished davening, the officer turned to him, and he said, Reka, you fool, empty one. V'alo kosu b'toraschem. Doesn't it say in your Torah, Raki shamel lo choshmer nafshecha? Doesn't it say you got to take care of yourself? You have to be careful. Uksiv and ishmartim od l'nafshel sechem. You have to guard your nefesh. Kishenasalik l'cha shalom, lama lo ichzar to li shalom. If I asked you how you're doing, you didn't respond to me. If I would chop your head off with a sword, would anybody care? No. I could have killed you. You're supposed to take care of yourself, right? It's not going to respond to me. Omar Lay, so he said to him, Hamten li achafas sha'afa yescha bidvarim. He says, you know what? I'm going to appease you. I'm going to calm you down. Omar Lay, ilu ha'yisa omed lifnei melech basar vada. He says to this officer, let's say you were standing in front of a human king. And someone comes and says, hey Charles, how you doing? Hayisa machzirlo, would you respond to him? Amar lei lav. So the guy said, of course not, of course. I would never respond if I'm talking to the king. Amar lei, I'm sorry, v'imayisa machzirlo, maha you osim lecha. And if you would respond, what would the king do to you? Amar lei hayuchotchim es roshi b'saif. He said they would cut my head off with a sword. Amar lei v'alo dvarim kavachomer. So he says it's a kavachomer. If you were standing in front of a human king, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. And I, Kav HaChomer, I who was standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's everlasting. Of course I shouldn't interrupt when I'm speaking to him. So the Sar said, you know what? You have a good point. And he let him go b'shalom and he didn't touch him.
Sar was holding him.
He was holding.